From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Paul Manafort, who briefly served as President Donald Trump's campaign chairman last year, has been charged with conspiring against the United States, money laundering, and lying to the government. The charges stem from his earlier time as a lobbyist for Ukraine. A business associate, Rick Gates, was also indicted. Kevin Downing is Manafort's lawyer.
Mr. Manafort represented pro-European Union campaigns for the Ukrainian, and in that, he was seeking to further democracy and to help the Ukraine come closer to the United States and the EU.
Downing said those activities ended in 2014, 2 years before Manafort joined the Trump campaign. Mueller also disclosed that former Trump foreign affairs advisor George Papadopoulos pleaded guilty October 5th to lying to federal agents in January about his contacts with people allegedly with close contacts with senior Russian officials. Israel has blown up a tunnel that was being dug under its border with Hamas-ruled Gaza, killing 7 Palestinian militants and wounding 9. An Israeli military spokesman said the tunnel was discovered thanks to what he called groundbreaking technology. He called the tunnel a grave and unacceptable violation of Israeli sovereignty, and he believes that there are other tunnels under construction. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu warned such activity will not be tolerated. The leaders of South Korea and China will hold face-to-face talks next week, ending a year of diplomatic tensions over South Korea's deployment of a U.S.-built anti-missile system. South Korea's presidential office issued a statement Tuesday saying that Moon Jae-in and his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping will huddle on the sidelines of the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit taking place in Vietnam on November 10th and 11th. This is VOA News. The ousted Catalonia leader, Carles Puigdemont, remains defiant even after prosecutors announced several pending charges against him and other Catalonian leaders, including sedition, rebellion, and embezzlement, this for their support of an independence referendum. VOA's Henry Ridgewell has that story.
The rival pro-independence and pro-unity camps have staged huge demonstrations in recent days, underlining the deep rifts in Catalan and Spanish society. The working week has brought an uneasy calm. The Spanish government is depending on the loyalty of the Catalan police force to maintain the peace. Madrid hopes the planned elections will cool the political temperature, but few expect a swift end to the crisis. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
More than 600 asylum seekers are refusing to leave an Australian-run refugee detention center Tuesday, fearing they may be subjected to violence by local residents. Phil Mercer with VOA.
The United States has agreed to resettle some of the refugees from Manus Island and Nauru under a deal Australia reached with the Obama administration last year. In September, 22 men, including those from Sudan, Bangladesh and Rohingya Muslims from Myanmar, became the first to be moved from the offshore detention centre in Papua New Guinea to the United States. It's unclear how many refugees Washington will eventually resettle. In return, Australia will take in Central American refugees from the United States. Last year, a court in Papua New Guinea ruled the Australian-funded camp on Manus Island was unconstitutional. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Thailand says it has revoked the passports of ousted Prime Minister Yingluck Shinawatra, who fled the country last month before facing sentencing in connection with a botched rice subsidy program. The foreign ministry says that Yingluck carried 2 diplomatic passports and 2 personal ones. Yingluck was convicted by Thailand's Supreme Court in September on charges of negligence and sentenced in absentia to 5 years in prison as she fled Thailand before the verdict was announced. The government lost over $1 billion in that scheme, which bought rice at above-market prices from poor farmers and aimed to resell it later at a higher price. Yingluck has denied the charges, claiming they were politically motivated. The foreign ministry says it is believed she's living in the United Kingdom, but her exact whereabouts are unknown. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.